This is another common entity that we encounter is called cervicogenic headache, or headache attributed to neck problems. That's simply what cervicogenic headache is. The headache usually is in the or the pain is in the cervical area and occipital area maximum. Now the pain may radiate toward the temples or the top of the head or even toward the frontal area, but the patient will tell you that the maximum pain is mostly in the occipital area and in the neck area, in the paraspinal muscles. Anytime we have this distribution of the pain, we have to consider cervicogenic headache as a likely diagnosis. Now, again, keep in mind, it does not have to be, because people can have migraine that is maximally located in the occipital area. In addition to the typical specific distribution of the maximum pain, usually you'd need to have a reason for the cervicogenic headache. So there is a cervical spine disorder, whether it be disc herniation or spondylosis or some arthritis or trauma to the neck or something that could have triggered a problem there, and that is resulting in the headache. And again, keep in mind, the headache could be radiating, or the pain radiating to the rest of the head, so it may initially confuse the picture, but once you dig deep in the history, you realize that the problems largely originate in the back of the head and neck area. Treatments would include muscle relaxers, physical therapy, and trigger point injections using steroids.